13163, the estate of James E. McAllister, seeks variances from the rear and side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Mills Ridge Road. The 911 address is 30830 Mills Ridge Road in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 608. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. The applicant is seeking a 1.4-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement and a 10.6-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement.
Is the applicant present? If you would come forward, Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Can you stay up there? If you just hit the microphone, the green button on there. Thank you. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Robert Francis McVeigh, Jr. My address is 21 Fairway Avenue, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
Thank you, sir. My name is Robert McVeigh, and I've been asked by the executor of the McAllister Estate to present on behalf of the estate the application for variance. In full disclosure, I'm a real estate broker. I'm the listing agent to sell the property, and my mother, Betty Mann Beebe, is the executor of the estate. Mr. McAllister worked for our company for over 40 years, and he designated me to be his listing agent in his last will and testimony. Some history of the property. I know you have the entire package, but the lot was subdivided on October 29th, 1985, and the first building permit for this property was issued on January 12th, 1987. It was for the main dwelling with an attached garage. On February 21st, 1990, there was a second building permit issued to do an addition over the attached garage. In March 29th of 1990, there was a deck and a set of steps added with another building permit. I believe that there was a pool that was also involved with that. There's some a discrepancy between the property card and the list of building permits from the county records. And finally, in August of 1991, a building permit was issued for an unattached garage, which is what we're requesting the variance for today. Mr. McAllister and Orville Raleigh, his partner, purchased the property on July 15th of 2000, nearly 8 years and 11 months after the permit for the unattached garage was issued. Mr. Raleigh passed away in 2017, leaving sole ownership to Mr. McAllister. And unfortunately, they did not have a survey when they purchased or upon Mr. Raleigh's passing. Mr. McAllister passed away on June 7th, 2025, and required the home to be sold in his last will. According to the restrictions and conditions, agreements and easements, reservations and charges, Article 1 on page 4 and 5 recorded at the Sussex County Recorder of Deeds on November 1st, 1985, their setback requirements are 40 feet from the front, 20 feet from the rear, and 15 feet from the sides. The recent survey by Richard K. Vetter, PE, revealed that the unattached garage has setback violations, which have already been noted, approximately a 1.4-foot side setback from the left side of the property. It's an encroachment from the left side. And then a 9.4-foot encroachment from the it's 9.4 feet in from the property line, which is a 10-foot-6-inch encroachment from the rear setback. The unattached garage has been in place, the building permit has been in place for nearly 35 years. There's never been a negative complaint from a neighbor or anyone from when the construction was done, and there's been no detrimental effects on the adjacent parcels in the community. The garage itself The detached garage itself is 26 by 28, which is 728 square feet, which just exceeds, it exceeds the limit of 600 square feet, which would allow them to have a 5-foot setback from the property line if they had chose, if they had been just 128 feet less. Because the unattached garage has been in place for almost 35 years without any disputes, on behalf of the estate, we're asking that you, we respectfully request that the variance be granted, and I would like to thank you all for the time for me to present. Thank you.
Any questions from the board?
Can you say again what year the unattached garage was built?
Well, the permit was issued in 91. What I have in my list, permit details, August 19th, 1991, unattached garage, Mallard Point property. That came directly from the county records off of the website.
So basically 35 years, no physical change to the property as far as construction goes?
Not since that permit has been issued.
And they didn't purchase it until 2000?
2000.
That was an existing condition?
Yes, sir. It was existing condition when the McAllister estate purchased the property with Mr. Raleigh, Orville Raleigh.
And you stated there's been no complaints from the neighbors next or behind?
Not that we're aware of. Mr. McAllister was a longtime independent contractor for our real estate company. We worked with him for over 40 years, or he worked with us for over 40 years. I'm the broker for the company now. And there was never anything mentioned. And the house to his left has settled and closed, I think, twice since he's purchased that property. And the house in the rear belongs to another realtor, and it's a larger parcel. I think it's over 20 acres. And there's nothing on that property line except for woods, the rear property line.
Sure.
Looking at the aerial photo, it appears to me that the driveway is on that side of the property, the garage is that right?
Yes, sir. It comes down the left side of the parcel.
Was that driveway always in that location?
As long as Mr. McAllister owned the property, that is the condition the property was in. Everything is there when he purchased it.
Is there a well and septic on this property?
No, sir. It's water and sewer.
Was there ever a well and septic on it?
I'm sure there was. I didn't go back to do the research for water or well and septic, but I'm sure that there was. I believe there is a well, but it's used strictly for irrigation.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder that because when I look at the house is set back like 67.8 feet from the road, which seemed far back, and sometimes I know folks do that because of septic.
Septic in the front yard, yes, sir.
I know it's wooded. Do we know if it was wooded previously in the front yard? Perhaps that could have altered where this thing had to be located?
Since he purchased the property, that was existing when he purchased the property and in 2000, and we're not aware. That's been the condition that I know of since he's owned the property. It's been in that. There's been no. There is some trees in the front yard, but it's very thin. There's not a lot of them.
Are there similar garages in the neighborhood?
There are detached garages. Yes, sir.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Other questions from the board? If you would please have a seat in the front.
I'm sorry.
Have a seat.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13163? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13163? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13163 for the estate of James E. McAllister for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property has been like that for 35 years, no issues that we know of. And the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13163 has been approved.